I realized, moreover, that Ned Land's brooding was getting a matter by the minute. Little by little, I heard those aforesaid cuss words welling up in the depths of his gullet, and I saw his movements turn threatening again. He stood up, pacing in circles like a wild beast in a cage, striking the walls with his foot and fist. Meanwhile, the hours passed. Our hunger nagged unmercifully, and this time the steward did not appear, which amounted to forgetting our castaway status for much too long if they really had good intentions toward us. Tortured by the growling of his well-built stomach, Ned Land was getting more and more riled, and despite his word of honor, I was in real dread of an explosion when he stood in the presence of one of the men on board. For two more hours, Ned Land's rage increased. The Canadian shouted and pleaded, but to no avail. The sheet-iron walls were deaf. I didn't hear a single sound inside this dead-seeming boat.